This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Being in post-war conflict, and we have been in conflict for quite a while, and they have just gotten out of the conflict, and now we have a woman president. So we are proud to have one of the few women president around the world. But even in the midst of having a woman president and being in post-war conflict, you can begin to see in the faces of the people that are walking around that they have been traumatized. And so we need a good intervention that will bring them to holistic realization of their lives. Because even if you have money or you have food and you have all the other things and you are not healthy, but on mind, body, and soul, then all of the other things mean nothing to you. ISIS Wiki did a research project in Liberia in October of 2008. In April, they started the process, and in October, the research was over and the result of the research were brought to reality. Four counties were reviewed for problems that have occurred during the war, and a situation analysis were brought to light. The four counties that were reviewed, two of the counties, Grand Cru and Maryland County in Liberia, and for those of you who don't know what Liberia is, it's on the west coast of Africa. Two counties in Liberia were identified as the counties that had suffered the most problems during the conflict. And so ISIS Wiki, together with their partners, the Ministry of Health, WICNET, which is Women in Peace Building Network, and the Gender Ministry got together to collaborate to be able to do the intervention. The intervention was taking to those counties where a team was sent there to gather individuals to participate in the research project. The project was carried out in three phases. The first phase was training for the individuals, Ministry of Health workers, social workers, pastors, and community leaders. They were all trained in identifying the trauma that people go through during war situation and the problems that the women were having. And after that, that went on for 2 weeks. That was capacity building. Because in order to carry out any research in a post-war conflict area where manpower had been drained, where infrastructure and health systems has been broken down, you need to gather more manpower to be able to carry out these activities. The second phase of the activities was the medical intervention. And also, ISIS Wiki were able to identify, because even though you're doing a medical intervention, the that were the beneficiary of this intervention had other problems. For example, a group of women was sharing one pot to cook meals for their different families. So those were pressing issues on the minds of the people. So in order for them to appreciate your intervention, you had to meet their needs. For example, providing more pots, or maybe even putting a roof, or providing toilet facilities. So ISIS Wiki were able to go out and reach out to take care of those problems first before we begin the medical intervention, which provided medications for infections and other things. Then we moved to the surgical intervention. The surgical intervention was something that was lacking in most intervention because you gave medicine, but then the people have other underlying problems. For example, women have fibroids that grew all the way to 20 weeks or 30 weeks size if you're looking at a pregnant woman. And then we have women with prolapse. We have women that during the delivery, running during the war, their perineum was not repaired properly. So they had opening into their rectum or their vagina. We have women that have fistulas. We have women that have other problems. that were pressing, infertility problems that were pressing to their needs. So that's what the surgical intervention was supposed to be looking at. And during this time, when we got to those areas, it was a different situation because for the first time they saw a woman as the lead surgeon in this situation. So men were free to let their wives come to this type of intervention. The men were, the women came, even though they came late at night after they carried out all their activities, but it was overwhelming because most of them came at 10 o'clock at night, and so we had to run clinic, which was fantastic for me, but we had to run clinic 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night. And these women were not even part of the first interview that we had. They were just women that were hearing about the intervention and still coming to be cured. And so we carried out, in 2 weeks, we did 207 operations. Not only on women, but men also came in large numbers because they had hernias and hydroceles and other problems. So during the interventions, we were able to heal all of the problems. But one thing that is not mentioned in the MDGs is cervical cancer. And we saw women with cervical cancer, which is one of the problems that we will have to be faced now and in the near future, because this is one of the growing problems in Africa. As we look at maternal mortality and other problems, we should not forget our sisters that are coming up with cervical cancer. But through it all, as people jubilated because they had their surgery, because they have been cured of whatever problems that they had, there among that group, we saw this little 19-year-old young lady that had elephantiasis of the breast. She had been suffering for 14 years because of no medication and no treatment. She had been bitten by the filaria or mosquito that carried the filaria drug. And so she now, during her developmental process, her mother saw her breasts just growing and growing and growing. And these breasts I'm talking about, if you see these breasts, they were all the way down below her knee. Heavy, she had to wrap it up to carry it. And I'm glad that even though it was not part of ISIS, we keep playing to take on such a challenge, but they decided to adjust their plans and take on this little girl. And together we were able to bring her to Monrovia and were able to do the surgery. Can you imagine the joy on her face when she woke up after her surgery and looked down at her chest and saw that those breasts that had disfigured her, that had changed her, that had made her be isolated from the rest of her peers, that had taken her away from school, that had made her a taboo because people thought that she was making something in African language, making witch or killing people to make those breasts grow. Now she was free from that load. Can you imagine? Each one of those breasts weighed 8 kilos or 16, or a little over 16 pounds, and a little girl carrying that weight day after day, day after day, with no light at the end of the tunnel. But today, she is smiling and can see the light at the tunnel. She now has completed a tailoring class and wants to continue her education. And her support will be needed because even though the breast is gone, she will still need plastic surgery to make her feel more like a woman by getting maybe breast implant, who knows? But her future is bright for her. In conclusion, I would say that instead of us sitting back and just watching war go on, we as women have to be in the peace process to make sure that we do not face these struggles that continue to plague our African countries, and that we should be part, move from in the hospital and be part of parliament and making things better for all of our women. Thank you.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.